Here with the MP for Bradford East, David Ward. David, we're here at the by-election count for Bradford West. Seems like George Galloway's won after a short campaign, but a successful campaign. What are your thoughts at the moment?
Well, my thoughts really are that this is just an absolute good hiding for Labour. And they must be really stunned. I mean, if you look around, you can see their party workers are completely stunned by this result. We have a coalition which we know is having to do some pretty difficult things because of the financial crisis that we're in. And if Labour really cannot hold on to a seat, in fact, not just hold on, if they cannot avoid what has been an annihilation, really, by George Galloway, then they have to ask some serious questions about the future of the party. And I would say also about the future of the leader of their party.
What do you expect to see happen in Bradford West now? Fellow colleague of yours now in Parliament is George Galloway. What sort of change do you think he can bring?
Well, Bradford West and indeed all the Bradford constituencies need good MPs. This is a difficult place to be an MP. There are some serious problems that we have to face here. He is the MP now for the city centre, and I shall certainly be pushing him very, very hard to deliver on some of the promises that he has made. We all know that his record as an MP is one of an absentee MP. He does his own thing, he has his own agenda, but he has been elected to represent this constituency, not about Palestine, not about Kashmir. This is about representing Bradford West and dealing with some of the problems in his constituency, and he should be held to account for that.
Just a final question about the turnout, 50.9%, and a lot of people, young people in particular, coming out to support George Galloway. What does that mean for democracy in Bradford?
Well, I my guess is, and I haven't looked at all of the figures yet, my guess is that there'll be a huge differential between the three really inner-city wards, where my guess is that that is a much, much higher than the 50%. And in the outer wards, my view is that it's probably quite a low turnout there. Many of the people that we talked to in the outer areas regarded this as being a battle, really, in the inner city wards between Labour and Respect, and they were really just bystanders watching all the action taking place in an area quite distant from themselves.